I just called JM Mulatto in chat.
Well, this will be an interesting show. Right about the time we normally start, which is 7 o'clock Texas time.
Tejas.
Apparently Skype's having some kind of massive outage with their login system. It bounced me out. I couldn't log back in. I kept trying over and over again. It finally let me in. But Brita can't get in, and Jay was in for a second, and then Skype said, fuck you, and kicked him back out. So, and it is because Jay said it's because I'm black, and it is true. Skype hates black people. Clearly.
Skype hates black people.
Because it won't let Brita on, and it won't let Jay on.
Yep, they're black.
Yeah.
Works fine for me. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with you guys.
Well, it finally worked fine for me, too. I guess it's just because it had to decide if a Pacific Islander was black or not. Finally decided I was white enough to let me in.
And this is my second podcast of the day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was your first?
I did Gunblock Variety Cast while La Weirda was napping.
Oh, well, that's a good time to do it.
Yeah, because Aaron's the normal co-host, and Aaron is currently running for cover because Florida's about to get eaten by a gru.
Actually, it missed Florida. It took a turn.
Oh, good.
So it looks like Florida may be spared for the worst of it. I think they're getting some edge stuff, but looks like the eyes stand out to sea.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
The downside is it's missing us because we're in a drought, and so like...
You might get some collateral. It might work its way up there. You never know.
I mean, you don't know. I mean, talk about like the best job in the universe is like...
Weatherman?
Yeah.
You can be wrong all the time and nobody cares.
Yeah, all the time.
You know, the best they can do is tell you what it's doing right now. And even then they get it wrong sometimes. Like, I love it when you look at the weather map and it shows like, you know, some particular place is like 780 degrees. Whoops.
I love it when they do that. That is pretty stupid. All right, let's see what we got here. 10% chance of rain, 10%, 10%, 10%, 0, 10%.
Oh, well.
No rain. No rain. Oh, there we're going to get some showers. AM showers on not this Saturday, but next Saturday, which means
it probably ain't going to happen.
They don't even know.
Yeah,
they're just guessing.
Anyway, I was just going to say, since we're bitching about the internet.
That is a beautiful segue, Alan.
It is.
Most beautiful segue. We need Alan, Jay and Brita. We need specifically Brita. Jay is expendable. Let's face it. Nobody tunes into the show to listen to Jay.
I suspect some people do.
Okay, Jay's mom.
Does Jay's mom listen?
Guarantee not.
Oh, yeah.
I think Brita owns the only mom that listens to this show.
My mom never listened.
Yep. Yeah, my dad claims to have tuned in at one point. Like, he tuned in when we used to have the live stream, and tuned in we were doing like testing the connection, and he just heard us going, "Oh, can you hear me? All right, cool." And I was like, "Is this all this gonna be?" Hanging up. Brita's text.
Yeah.
Where did she find this shit?
I don't know.
Brita finds the most elaborate emojis.
I know.
It's a little dude, and he's playing in a trash can, and he's very grouchy, but he's not a grouch.
It's not Oscar the Grouch. I'm sure that's trademarked.
Yes.
It's like Oscar the Grouch's brother.
Naked brother.
You know what? It looks like, what's her name? Natalie.
Natalie D?
Natalie. It looks like one of Natalie D's drawings.
It does look like Natalie D's drawings.
With the eyes.
Yep. I think they're giving up.
Yep.
And Jay says, so it's weird and Alan doing the show. What could possibly go wrong?
I think Brita gave up like the third time she tried to log in and it didn't work. And I'm actually surprised she did it three times because Brita does not suffer failure well. You know, if something doesn't work, she's like, fuck you.
It's broken.
Yeah.
It's broken. Throw it in the trash and get a new one.
So we could just do a show of reading Jay's messages.
I quote, last night on the score report, 2 hours of Apple talk and cock flute.
I wasn't even going to mention Apple.
No, we were going to talk just about the internet.
Yeah.
And Alan, I believe it is correct of, well, it just says Jay's online. Give him a try. It probably doesn't work.
Well, we'll see. Let's see if I can add him. Add people. Is Jay people? Let's see if it works.
I think he's like, what, is it 1/8 of a person?
Oh, you know what? I don't know if that. It's trying.
Ooh.
It's trying. Come on. You can do it. Come on, Skype. It's trying. This is the most boring fucking show yet. Like watching.
We're so excited about possibly being able to make the show work. So we can get our...
It says connecting, but it's not. No. Apparently Skype has decided that Jay is not people. Let me try it again.
Holy crap, this is loud as hell on my phone.
Oh my God, what's happening, Sambo?
Oh, man.
Is the quality that bad?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
For you.
Yeah, for me. I'm on my iPhone and I'm in the basement, so this should be fun.
Oh, you already skylined just a little bit, which is cute.
Hey!
All right. Just me. Chances are we might actually have a show.
It's the Sausage Fest. All right. All right, guys.
For those of you listening to Cats, just...
get them out for Harambe. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell that means.
I don't even know. I think, wasn't that the gorilla?
Yes, it was the gorilla. Brita actually killed it, didn't she? Because it was Cleveland.
Was it? But yeah, somebody's turned it into some sort of meme, and it's...
Yes,
it's evidently tied into some racism, and...
Oh, yeah, it's always racism.
I don't know. I like the sheer randomness of just tossing Harambe in at completely inappropriate times, like Hurricane Harambe and Ryan Mashad sent me a photograph of a bottle of Old Granddad and a full shot glass beside it and said, take a shot for Harambe. He took a shot for you. That was extremely dry. I appreciated that.
I like that.
So. I liked the one that had it was the shot of Harambe with the child in the gorilla cage. And he was like, I don't have much time. Hillary Clinton hid the hard drives on the, and then it cuts off. Nice. It was rather humorous, you know, cause she's known for murdering people.
Speaking of Arkansas, like, so Jay, you mentioned something I hadn't heard. You mentioned something in our little, pre-show banter when we thought we were going to have a show. And I guess we are technically speaking, but you know what, folks, we're gonna mark this one down. This one's 75% off.
This counts. Yeah, we made it to the seventh inning on this one.
And that's right.
And maybe even a little less.
When you're purchasing it, enter in the promo code DICKPICS, and you'll get 75% off.
Yeah, but only because I'm here.
And by the way, speaking of which, for all the people that submitted dick pics in the Facebook friend,
that was awesome.
That was great.
Oh my God, was my day made.
People actually listen to the show.
Yeah,
I know. It's amazing.
Oddly enough, I think it's damn near 100% of the people in the Facebook page listen to the show, because otherwise, why would they be in the Facebook page? I'm just saying.
Yeah. I think this may have... Well, I don't know what it sounds like on your end, but the quality coming through the iPhone is better than when I get over my computer.
Hmm.
weird. It's like there's no... It could also be that I'm using the headphones, so it's more direct. It's going straight into my brain.
Yes, it is. You are a little overmodulated, though.
Ah, okay, cool.
That's what I was going to say. I was definitely going to say overmodulated. Certainly not undermodulated. Jay, your modularity is a bit much.
Yes, I am an AR-15. I sexually identify as an AR-15.
No, you're a Sig. You're a Sig P250.
Oh, speaking of Sig, they canceled their.
That was a little disappointing.
What? Why would they do that?
Money. It costs money.
Yeah. All right. Are we recording?
Yes, we are.
Ah, okay.
So you can't say whatever it is you were going to say.
No, just you know, it was a monetary move, and somebody, Jackie Janes, actually had a thing on her Facebook page about it, and Annette Evans is another one. You know, it was one of those things. You know, it was a bottom line thing. It's unfortunate, but.
Well, but you know,
Jay, you were. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know sponsoring shooters costs a lot of money because, you know, and a lot of that's ammo costs because, good God, it costs a lot of money to shoot at the pro level like that. But Sig sponsored several people of differing capabilities, which I thought was interesting in there. They didn't just, you know, take like the top four people and say, hey, let's have a team. They took people at several, you know, at different skill levels, which, and I'm kind of.
Yes, they varied all the way from totally awesome to only partly totally awesome.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm confident that I would have never made the team.
Ditto.
but still, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's
no, like, you're right. They weren't pure professional shoot. The team wasn't entirely professional shoot.
Right. So. Which was kind of nice for, you know, it's, I don't know. But I mean, that's why I don't do IDPA anymore, is because the ammo, you know, for a while there, the ammo got too damn expensive. And then I started doing the math, you know, and I was like solid middle.
Right.
And I looked at what the people at the top were doing as far as shooting. And I would have, you know, to even approach that, I would have had to been doing over 1,000 rounds a week.
Yike. And even if you're using the cheapest steel case 9mm you can find,
it's crazy.
That's expensive. $200 a week. You know, I mean, $800 a month, that's a hell of a nice car payment, you know?
I mean, it's just, it's crazy expensive. And
it's also...
And honestly, it would have taken the fun out of it.
Yeah.
Because when you try to be serious about something like that, when frankly, you have no talent for it, like me, I mean, I'm an okay shot, but I'm not one of those people. I don't have really good eyesight, and my hands are a little shaky, and, you know, I'm not, no matter how much I shot, I would never be one of the top shooters. So, you know, it's kind of at the point you kind of go, you know what, I'm happy being like a weekend duffer.
Yeah. Yep.
I experienced a very similar thing when I was hanging out with a certain gun writer. And I saw what that gun writer did when he was writing up a testing and evaluation gun. And I went, you know what? It seemed really cool when I first heard about, oh yeah, gun companies just send you guns. And sometimes they let you keep them. And sometimes they let you keep them for just a few bucks. And, or you just send them back and that's all. You just pay for the ammo. Wow. That sounds like a lot of fun. Until I saw what one Jay Grazio would do when writing up a gun, and I went, wow, this is friggin' boring and awful. I don't want to do that.
It's like work at that point. Yeah. Yep. And frankly, I don't know about you, Weird, but there's a lot easier ways for me to earn a living.
And even when you can sell an article, you sometimes barely break even with the ammo. You know, if you factor in like driving to the range ammo and targets and, you know.
And then other times you get a massive job and relocate your whole fucking family to.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But that happens less often than you think.
Well, that's an understatement.
Man, that must mean it happens nothing at all, because I didn't think it happened at all until I met
somebody. You know what? It's kind of like those people that win the lottery and the people that play the lottery, and invariably somebody that buys tickets all the time, they'll always use this excuse when you tell them playing the lottery is stupid, that they'll never win. They'll go, "Well, you sure won't win if you don't play."
Exactly.
Well, guess what?
I just
you're not going to win even if you do play. And they'll go, "Well, somebody's got to win." No. Not necessarily. And at 170 something million to one, you got a better chance of being a big shot gun writer for one of the, you know, big gun magazines.
The odds are in striking distance that you will walk down the street and find that a drunk who bought lottery tickets and then passed out before he could examine them, let them blow in the wind, and it happened to blow underneath your foot while you were walking, and you picked it up and just happened to put it in your pocket.
Wasn't that the first episode of that TV show?
Yes, it was. I loved that TV show. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so upset that they canceled that TV show.
That was a good show.
Though I must say, on that other season of that TV show, when it switched over to the new cast member from the old cast member, that guy switched over to the other dude.
Yeah.
Oh God, that show sucked after that. I mean, the writing just went right out the window.
Oh well.
But I did like their special effects. Jay, did you like the special effects on that TV show?
Yeah, I don't know. They kind of relied too heavily on the CG.
Yeah, but it was good CG.
That's true, but still.
I mean, at least for a PlayStation 1.
Nobody believes it. Nobody believes a talking anthropomorphic shark anyway.
Oh, man.
I mean, I was talking about Babylon 5, and you're talking about
Jabberjaw.
Yeah, Jabberjaw, that was his name.
What, Snagglefin?
Snagglefin.
Well, I mean, he talked,
Jabberjaws.
He talked like Curly Howard, so.
Oh, yes. Wow, give you such a pinch.
Oh, man.
By the way, who the fuck greenlit that piece of shit?
Yeah, it was
anthropomorphic shark that talks like Curly Howard. Brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant.
There was a lot of drug use in Hollywood back then.
Yes,
unlike now, well, of course.
It was like the golden age of cartoons, where like literally any idea they greenlit. There was because
they were a bunch of stoners sitting around going, "Oh man, what about a talking shark? What about a car that talks? Oh my god."
What was that cartoon
from the early 80s about the dude that turned into a car?
Oh my god, I know the one you're talking about, and I can't think of it. But
and it was like all based on like temperature.
And wasn't it like a third generation Chevy Camaro? It was like, it wasn't even a good car.
I gotta do the search. I gotta figure.
I'm opening up Safari.
It was a six cylinders with California emissions.
And it's like, what? They're going to be going through my search history. That cartoon about dude who turns into a car.
Yeah, the NSA is
going to. Oh my god! Cartoon about guy and it auto filled in who turns into a car.
All right, you're not the only one.
I'm getting
Turbo Teen.
Was that it?
Yes, 84.
Oh. I wasn't watching cartoons then.
It was 84.
Number of seasons one.
It was a third generation Chevrolet Camaro. Nice. God, that's scary. Yeah, September 1984. So Weird was still pooping in his pants, and Alan was already in graduate school.
No, I was in kindergarten, and I think I made it through all of kindergarten. It was first grade where I accidentally shit my pants. I was running real hard on the playground.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yep. And there's not a
picture. Oh, Frank Welker was in it.
Frank Welker?
Yeah, fucking Megatron. Megatron, he was Slimer in the real Ghostbusters. Oh, he's fucking everybody.
You can find it on YouTube. That's kind of scary.
Of course you can. Nobody cares.
Yeah, it's true. Everything's on your YouTube.
I've watched several episodes of Galaxy Rangers, which was another like one season show. Except that one was pretty fucking awesome.
Like Rump Rangers?
No, not Rump Rangers. Fuck you and everyone who looks like you. This is my childhood we're talking about, you swarthy bastard.
There was another one called Help, It's the Hair Bear Bunch, which was a bunch of bears with really bad hair. This was apparently a thing. This was totally a Hanna-Barbera.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Oh, I think
yeah.
They were supposed to be black. Didn't they have afros?
One of them had an afro.
Okay.
One of them had a hat that went over his eyes like marshmallow.
Yeah, I was thinking that cartoon was like the cartoon bear version of
Fat Albert.
Cosby. Yeah, Fat Albert.
Yes, Cosby before he was Roofie King.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, 71, I think he was still.
Oh, he was definitely backdooring unconscious chicks then. You just because you didn't know about it.
Poor Bill. You know, you have non-consensual sex with two or three dozen women, and everyone's all over you.
Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to talk about the internet.
I wanted to. Can I bring up one thing first before we just completely undo your leash, Alan, and let you go? Jay, you mentioned something about Bernie Sanders. Like, was this a recent quote?
Yeah. He tweeted about Donald Trump. You know, everyone's talking about what a genius Trump is for not paying taxes, but if he didn't pay taxes. I got to say it in his Gene Simmons-like voice. Everyone's talking about what a genius Trump is. But if everyone didn't pay taxes like he did, then there'd be no country. And somebody pointed out that income tax is a relatively recent phenomenon, i.e. Yes. in the past 100 years.
Unfortunately.
So while Bernie Sanders was alive.
Yes, exactly. And you know, maybe he could buy his fourth home if there was an income tax. Oh, wait, no, he doesn't hold a real job, so.
But the big thing I was wondering was, you said it's a tweet, so that's all that goes on, is I haven't really seen hide nor hair of Bernie Sanders, because there was big talk that it was on the news wires that Bernie Sanders was going to be joining Clinton on the campaign trail and going for unity, and then that shit never happened.
Yeah, he begrudgingly supported her because he had a gun to his head, literally, and that was it. Now, apparently this is what they're doing. He's just, you know, attacking Trump because, you know, Hillary's trying to reach out to the younger generation, so she got hip new players like Bernie Sanders and Al Gore.
Yeah.
I just find it so hysterical.
Oh, and by the way, we cannot confirm or deny that as of 7:45 Texas time that Hillary Clinton is alive or dead. We know she's not been in public for a day or two now. She's, quote, preparing for the debate.
Yes.
Which probably means like taking long naps and, you know,
securing the blood of virgins, which is really hard with Bill Clinton around.
Well,
she's in a hyperbaric chamber.
Each time you do that spell, it takes a little more out of you. and frankly, I mean, come on, around Bill, how many virgins are there anyway? You know, they're hard to find.
That's why Hillary's so pro-choice.
Oh. Weird. Are you by, or Alan? Question for the group: are either of you friends with Michael Z. Williamson on Facebook?
Maybe.
Mad Mike. He delights in posting controversial stuff.
I think I am.
He put up a little, I guess, picture, and it shows a teenage girl in her room looking at what is obviously a pregnancy test. And she's got her head in her hands. And she's like, my mom, you know, oh shit, mom's going to kill me. And then it's like a split screen and the bottom half is a fetus. And the fetus is going, oh shit, mom's going to kill me. And I was like, oh wow, that's just harsh.
Whoa.
And that's true. Just, oh my God.
Yeah, I think I used to be friends with him. I unfriended him.
He pisses people off.
Well, he didn't piss me off. I just don't really, I don't keep people as friends on Facebook that I don't talk to.
I understand.
So kind of like, what's the point?
So mental note, talk to Alan. He'll unfriend you. That's vicious, right.
Unless you're like family and then you're kind of like stuck.
you have to.
Or evidently if you do a podcast with you, because I don't fucking talk to anybody on Facebook.
Hey, at least you're on it. That's a big step.
Yes. Baby steps.
Now, if you're only on it with your real name.
Oh, negative Ghost Rider. That's never going to fucking happen. I like the fact that I'm just got a complete fucking bullshit Facebook account.
The funny part is your fake name is actually less common than your real name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James Buchanan.
Archibald Dunlap. The fourth.
Marion Morrissey.
Wait, who is that?
John Wayne.
Oh, yeah. It rang a bell.
One problem with being in the basement, my son just like, he's upstairs watching sports. And he just like, there must be a break in the action. He just got up and ran to the bathroom. And it sounds like the end of the world in the basement. Because it's just, dum, 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 you know, as you know, overeager 15-year-old teenage boy runs throughout the house.
But don't worry, he's probably just peeing in the sink.
Or all over the floor. Yes, Alan, be glad you have a daughter. That's all I'm saying.
I have one, too. Like,
she child, get, oh, that's right. She's much smaller.
She shat in her pants right after we got back from the grocery store.
Yes.
It was not a little one either. It was.
She's going to come across this podcast when she's 25. Go, Dad!
I looked at her underwear and said, these aren't savable, and threw them in the trash.
Sometimes you just do that.
Yeah. Yep. You just walk away. You'll get safe passage through the wasteland.
You know, underwear is relatively cheap.
Oh, especially little girl underwear. Yep. That shit is unbelievably inexpensive.
Yep. And, you know.
You can get a railroad car full of that shit for like 25 cents.
Yep.
And the Clintons claim it on their taxes. That is
not even a joke.
Exactly. You know what I find funny, though, is like apparently socks used to be like a zillion times more expensive because people would actually repair them.
Yeah, they would. Darning socks.
Floors me because I have more socks than I could ever possibly use. I delight when one wears out to the point where I can throw it the hell away.
Oh, I don't know.
Are you a cheap bastard like me? Because I mean,
oh God.
I buy a huge like bulk packs of socks.
That's when what I do.
Yes. Low. Yes.
I buy, so okay.
I've got like 30 pairs that are all the same.
That's exactly what I do. I have the bulk pack of black socks and the bulk pack of white socks, and they're all exactly the same. I don't have to match them up. They just get dumped in the drawer, and I just, and when, the, go, you know, I, after a I couple got, of years, they start getting you, faded, and I throw them away and buy new ones.
I got the bulk pack of the gray socks, so I don't
know. you don't even care.
That's right. Every single sock of mine is gray. Awesome. But the thing is, when one of them gets a hole,
you throw it out.
But just one of them, I throw that one out.
Yep. The other one
gets washed because clearly I'm going to burn out another one sometime real soon. Because
eventually,
I've been rotating the tires improperly.
Well, you know, you walk different on. I mean, you may not realize it, but you walk different on each foot. So you have one foot that
Alan wears. Not here.
What?
Oh,
no,
man.
Everybody does. Trust me, everybody does.
Maybe you need a front end alignment done, Alan. I'm just saying. Well, How often have you checked your ball joints?
Almost everyone's legs are slightly different lengths.
But what about your ball joints?
My ball joints, pretty good.
I don't want to think about Alan's ball joints. Thank you very much.
Alan, I mean, Jay, how are your ball joints? I know that you, as a person of color, there tends to be some differences in anatomy. Especially about the ball joints and the A-frame.
Oh, man.
In your coilovers is what I'm saying.
No, I don't have a comb over.
There's no car part that you could just say in reference to, like, refer to a car part and refer to, like, somebody. It always sounds dirty.
Takes it right up the muffler. Yep.
That's right, Jay.
Oh, man. One of them. Homer sexual.
Holy fuck, Jay. I can see your piston rings.
Did you blow a gasket? Crack your head?
It's just ice cream. But let's leave my private life out of this.
I mean, have you seen the roots blower on her?
Kippadada.
All right. Your injection system's out of whack.
How about a hot beef injection? No, wait, that's right.
Definitely hot beef injection. I was getting there. All right, Alan, can you please? This was a legitimate statement that I made. Was just like, okay. I really don't understand what all the nonsense about this UN internet thing.
Okay,
so just so you know, for those listening in podcast land and not live. Alan has just booted up a PowerPoint presentation and is sharing his desktop with the rest of us.
Okay, so there's this thing called ICANN, which is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That was basically created by DARPA.
Who's DARPA? You got a funny name.
Well, okay, defense. Anyway. When the internet was first created
by Al Gore,
they went through several protocol iterations. It didn't start off being TCP/IP; it was something else. They finally worked their way up to various versions of TCP/IP, and the latest one that everyone uses is called IPv4, right? IP version 4. When they started handing out IP addresses, they went. Basically, the internet didn't exist except for like the government and a few large companies. So you had like AT&T and Hewlett Packard and IBM and, you know, like BBN and, you know, some government labs, you know, Caltech.
Was this still Stanford, universities were on?
Right. Well, a few.
Wait a minute. Caltech was part of this?
I think so.
California Technical Institute.
Yeah.
Oh, not George Kellgren's group.
No.
Mm-mm.
Anyway,
not cheap plastic guns that you can't find.
So they did one of those things where they came up, you know, they said, well, you know, this address space is room for like 4.5 billion devices, which is way more than anybody will ever need. You'd think
until my refrigerator's on the internet.
Yeah. So basically they just handed out big chunks of this address space. And so like all these like IBM, they got it's divided up into like class A, class B, class C space, based on the number of addresses and class A is like several, you know, it's like a lot of IP addresses. So like Hewlett Packard got one and a lot of the universities got one. And so the so-called unallocated, anyway, so when the internet started growing and people started wanting to get on and they, you know, they were keeping track of everything. This guy named John Postel was basically keeping track. They used these things called host files, which was basically a file that was like a one-to-one correlation between a device or a computer name and an IP address, because people are really bad at remembering numbers and series of numbers, but they're really good at remembering names. So, you know, like Porky at Stanford.edu is easy to remember. you know, 215.86.311.9 is not so easy to remember. So they use this host file. Well, the problem is a flat file of host names doesn't scale well. So they came up with this thing called DNS. Well, ICANN was contracted. It's a nonprofit organization started by this guy, John Postel, was contracted by the U.S. Commerce Department to basically handle the administration of DNS names and IP addresses and stuff like that. And there's several other organizations that kind of handle the IP addressing for different regions. There's Aaron in the U.S. and, you know, there's other ones the rest of the world. It doesn't really matter. So anyway, so basically ICANN is the company that decides what top level domains get created. They started off with .edu, .com, .org, and .your country.
Isn't that still there?
There was a .net, yeah. And there was .2-letter country. So there was .us, whatever the 2-letter abbreviation for your country was.
.Liechtenstein.
Right. which is kind of funny because that's only it's 26 to the 26th, so it's more letters than countries, but a lot of them don't map out right. So a lot of the little pissant countries wound up with letters that really don't have anything to do with their country name.
So what's Liechtenstein's one?
I don't know.
It's just lick.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. So anyway, I can for a long time, Network Solutions was the only company in the world where you could get a domain name, and they were basically a monopoly. And I take that back. They handled the allocations for the .net, .com, and .. I don't know if they did .edu or not. Honestly, I don't remember. But anyway, if you wanted a domain name, you basically went to Network Solutions, paid $30 a year for your .com. And, eventually they, and this is all DNS. This has absolutely nothing to do with the internet. And that was my point that I was trying to make on Facebook earlier in the week. So recently, ICANN's contract with the federal government, with the Commerce Department, expired. I forget what day it was. Anyway, it expired just recently, and basically they've become a kind of like a man without a country, right? They don't have a contract. They're sort of a non-government organization. One of the things they had as a contractee of the Commerce Department was they had antitrust protection because they are a monopoly. They are an absolute monopoly on the allocation of IP addresses and DNS domain space. And so while they were contracted with the Commerce Department, they had antitrust protection. Several people tried to sue them for being a monopoly, and the antitrust protection of the government kicked in, and basically the court said nope. So without the government, without the federal government's antitrust protection, they are open to being sued. And this was the big controversy over the U.S. giving up, quote, control of the internet. They actually don't. The ICANN doesn't control the internet. I could get in the details would bore you silly, and I'm not going to go into it. But the internet is not ICANN.
ICANN doesn't control the internet. Breida controls the internet.
Cat pictures.
Actually,
control the internet.
Actually, the telecoms control the internet. ICANN would cease to exist in a heartbeat if the telecoms didn't basically want a scapegoat. If AT&T was it AT&T, Verizon, Vodafone, Level 3, Tata,
Ooh, Tata.
I forget. Tata. There's a couple of other ones in Asia. Basically, they control the internet. Comcast is one.
Oh, you mean like Tata Motor Groups? Their mass communication?
TATA.
That horrible Indian car?
I don't think it's the same thing. But there's a telecom called Tata that's out of India. Anyway, trying to make a long story short. ICANN's contract
is not here.
ICANN's contract with the federal government, the U.S. government, ended. They did not renew it because Obama didn't want to, and the Congress did their typical, you know, we'll raise a stink and then not do anything about it. So ICANN. The concern is that ICANN has lost their antitrust exemption because they're not a contract company for the Commerce Department. So the theory is that they will look for a new sugar daddy to become like, and the UN is a big possibility. If they became contracted by the UN, they could get a ride on the UN's coattails and be basically lawsuit proof for antitrust. Whether they do that or not, you know, who knows. But the point I keep making to people is that DNS, which is the big concern. Oh, DNS is the internet. No, DNS is not the internet. All DNS is a system for mapping a name to an IP address. The IP addresses are allocated by regional organizations, and they are assigned to various. You know, most of them are assigned to telcos and like, you know, ISPs and things like that, because that's where you get your internet service from. A lot of companies still have them for their own use and that sort of thing. A lot of universities still have them for their own use. But the problem with DNS is it's not scaling well. It's a top-down hierarchical model, and it has problems because it relies on 12 or so top-level called root servers. So when you do a request, you want to go to Hooters, big floppy Hooters xxx.com, and you type that into your
How'd you know that was what I was on right now?
Your web page, your computer says, oh, shit, I don't know the IP address of that place. So it sends a request up to you in your settings in your computer is a DNS server. So it sends it to the DNS server. That DNS server may or may not know the IP address of that site. If somebody else has looked for it recently, it may know, because it caches, you know, recent requests. If it doesn't know, it goes to one of the top level domain servers and says, hey, what's the IP address of this thing? And it gets it back, and then it sends it to you, and you communicate. So all communication is IP address to IP address. The domain name is just a mapping. It's like a shortcut.
Shortcut.
Right.
It's a series of tubes.
So it's like it's like on your phone, right? You don't know somebody's number anymore. You just know their name, and when they call you, it says, you know, oh, look, Weird's calling me, because it says Weird. It doesn't have Weird's phone number anymore, because nobody does that. So it's
Because when you see a phone number, you don't answer it because it's spam.
Right. So anyway,
for those who heard my phone ring at 9 o'clock at night, you get really desperate. Jesus.
So, you know, the thing is, you know, we don't necessarily need DNS. So one of the fears is that the UN or some other country could use some sort of social justice, you know, whatever. They could start trying to censor the internet.
And get rid of the big floppy Hooters?
Through the DNS. But the problem is DNS is not the internet. I can create my own DNS server that's completely private and map names to IP addresses. In fact, there was a service called AlterNIC for years. In fact, they may still exist. I don't know. But they were like a competing ad hoc DNS service, and anybody can create a DNS server. I mean, it's, there's no, you know, I mean, there's no, there's nothing that says anybody can't do it. So, you know, if I can, and whoever wound up, you know, working with them did try to censor the internet, it would be very easy to just bypass them and do something else. The other thing is like I was saying earlier, DNS itself is top down hierarchical, and it has scaling problems. As we go to IP version 6, assuming that ever happens, you're not talking about 4.5 billion IP addresses. You're talking about, you know, several orders of magnitude more IP addresses. I mean, it's you know, trillions and trillions of IP addresses. And there's no possible way the current DNS system can scale to encompass mapping for that many names. So, I mean, the whole thing's going to have to get redone anyway. So anyway, as people are falling asleep left and right.
So the new DNS system will allow Jay to have his iPhone compatible crockpot.
That'll never happen. It'll
have a little widget in the corner of his screen. So whenever he goes to play Candy Crush, there's a little widget in the corner that says, "Your house is still not on fire."
Right. House is burning down.
Before any of the inner nerds call in and go, "You didn't say it right." I know. I simplified it drastically.
Guess what? They can't call in anymore, Alan. You disconnected the phone.
I simplified it drastically. So, you know. Fuck off.
They can't call in because you disconnected the phone.
I disconnected the phone.
Alan acted as his own telecom.
Yeah.
That's right. So, my IP is nothing but zeros. Anyway.
So there's lots of screaming and yelling about this whole ICANN going, you know, hey, the U.S. is giving up control of the internet. Well, first off, the U.S. doesn't control the internet. It doesn't work.
Of course, we control everything.
Nobody.
That's right.
Nobody controls the internet. That's the whole point.
X-Hamster controls the internet.
That's the whole. Yeah.
God, that's a good site.
and LOL cats.
Well, cats,
you know. For when you finish cleaning up after X Hamster.
That's right. Anyway, that's my rant. Goodness. Rant over.
All right, rant over. It was a very informative rant. As rants go, that was probably the most informative rant I've ever heard.
Wow. All right.
So Jay.
Yes.
Now it's your turn. Can you give us a rant on fried chicken and malt liquor?
What about watermelon?
Now when you go,
everyone loves watermelon. I don't get why it's like such a black person thing to like,
but
watermelon.
Fried chicken's the same way.
My wife,
I love fried chicken. Fried chicken's awesome.
That's because you're black, Jay. Jesus.
Actually, yeah, I don't know anybody. Like, okay, again, my wife, who by the way is Italian, which is even funnier. My wife does not like fried chicken and does not like watermelon.
Huh. Is she human? Weird?
Barely.
Oh. I hope she hasn't listened to this podcast.
Oh, God. She gets... Jay, you've hung out with me and my wife. You know that I am no different on this podcast than I am there. She knew exactly what you got into and she said yes.
Yeah, but... I mean... She is brain damaged. Come on.
Ah! That's true. She has a hole in her head.
That's right.
A massive hole in her head.
So you can't rely on that.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God. She the other day tried to find a shortcut.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. She ended up three towns over.
Oh, my.
I'm like, why would you do that? Why? Like, I always keep telling her, when that little voice in your head says turn this way, pull over and turn on the GPS.
Yes. Get Waze involved.
I don't think.
Although I'm a little ticked off at Waze right now.
I think most people are ticked off. That's the only thing I know about Waze is that it pisses people off.
Well, it just decided that the only reason people walk is to get to their cars. So I can't just turn it on and use it as a little speedometer when I'm walking, because it only wants to direct me to my car.
Well, that's It wasn't designed for that function, Jay.
But it did. That's the whole thing. Like, they changed it so that you couldn't anymore.
Well, just because you were using an undocumented feature doesn't mean that you're supporting that.
That's right.
See, there you go. Is that actually shows how black Jay is, because most people I know who use Waze are pissed off that it reroutes them through to Martin Luther King Boulevard at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's where all my homies are.
That's exactly. Jay's there smoking a fat spleef.
The reefer.
Listen to Tupac. Jay's out there on the corner smoking grass and drinking Ripple.
Smoking grass. Ripple.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, can
you hook me up with a get out of the riot free card?
No. You don't want to get out of the riot. You want to get some shit.
No, I don't want some shit. I just want to get out of it without my car getting smashed in or set on fire.
I want a new TV, man. I'm waiting. When we showed up, no justice, no peace.
Like, and a six-pack of Ripple.
That's right. I'm going to be Looter Man with the tub full of Heineken.
Yeah, it's injustice, but if you let me have that 60-inch big screen, it'd be okay.
Everything would be cool.
I still have the inner tube full of Heinekens.
Yes.
Was it Heineken or was it Grolsch?
Heineken. I'm pretty sure it was Heineken.
Oh, man.
All green bottles look alike to me.
At least, green bottles matter. At least that was just, it was the middle of Hurricane Katrina and people were dying and,
people want to get right fucked up on Heineken.
That's right. Because, you can. This is not like, something questionable happened involving the police and a minority. Quick, let's loot Walmart.
Yes.
Oh, by the way. Did anybody else notice? I haven't seen this on the gun blogs. Did anybody notice with what's his face who was shot in Charleston, or Charlotte?
The guy who was going, he had his book that turned out to be a Colt Mustang.
Yes, and did you notice that the police evidence photo of it while it's on the ground with the tape measure and all that stuff sitting there, that the gun is it, cocked
and locked. Unlocked, right.
Yeah, the safety's off. Like,
yeah, he was ready to shoot someone.
Yep.
Now, you can make a case that he probably had no fucking clue how to operate the gun and it was just happenstance. But had he pulled that trigger, someone would have got shot.
I'm going to go so far as maybe he didn't know how to operate that gun, but I suspect that there's no way the hammer would be back and the safety would be off.
Yeah.
Like, he knew enough about that. It's not like there's homies walking around carrying guns and they don't know which part the trigger is.
Yeah. Well, they hold them sideways quite often. You keep telling them Birdman night sights. That's what you put on.
What are Birdman night sights?
Oh, Google it. Look it up.
Oh, are those the ones on the side?
Yes, those are the ones on the side.
Oh,
they may not be actual nights.
Jay, do you have an AR that has the Birdman side sights?
I do have 45 degree offset sights.
They actually aren't.
They make sense in very limited applications. And the limited applications are either you're a hardcore three gunner or you've got, like, I have a heavy duty long range AR that I just feel better having a set of sights that don't go out to, 20X. Because if, God forbid, I ever needed to use that one up close, I'd be screwed.
I mean, I won't lie. That's part of the reason why I'm such a sights luddite, just the totally crazy about iron sights, is because I don't like, I'm paranoid of getting stuck with too much magnification.
Yeah.
Too much magnification is a huge problem. I mean, too little magnification can be a problem, but that problem's really fucking far away.
Well,
yes, that problem will come to you eventually.
Like, I did not know what Aleppo was because it's a problem that's very far away from me, so I don't care.
Don't care. I kind of have the opposite problem. I actually, the last few ARs I built, I put sights on and was like, fuck, go out to the range and I can't see the fucking front sight.
Really?
So
Oh! Were you trying to co-witness or
no? It's because my eyes suck.
Oh. he's turned 1,000 and he's got cataracts the size of AMC Pacers.
I'm nearsighted, farsighted, and have astigmatism all at the same time.
Other than that, he's fine.
So practically
what you need to do is you need to have your service dog sight the rifle.
I need an optic no matter what. In fact, I wound up with like. I put a red dot. God, this makes me sound like crazy. I put a pretty decent red dot on my 300 blackout short barrel, and I go out to the range. I'm gonna sight it in. I'm like, fuck, can't see the goddamn target.
Oh, wow.
Now, granted, I can put on glasses.
Yes,
and I can see. The problem is that. I want to be able to shoot this particular rifle without having to have glasses on. Like I wake up in the middle of the night. I don't want to have to fumble for my glasses and go.
That's why part of my training protocol is step one, put on your fucking glasses.
Yeah.
Because I definitely found myself downstairs at the door with a pistol in my hand. Squinting.
Mr. McGill. Yeah. Yeah. So I wound up with a kind of a compromise. I got a little 3X
thing. I heard a door close. I think Jay's going to be peeing any minute now.
Yeah. No. I actually just went upstairs to make sure my daughter had gone to bed.
Did she go to bed, Jay?
Although I am peeing.
So anyway, I put a 3X converter thingy in front of my red dot.
Magnifier?
Yeah, the magnifier. And
See, you geek out about the internet. I geek out about gun stuff.
I like converter thing better.
It's on one of those little swing things, so it swings out of the way of the red dot. So, I don't know. It seems kind of hokey to
me. Alan, you are the operatingest operator I know.
It seems kind of hokey to me. Because the whole swing out of the way thing seems like really stupid, but I don't know. That's me, high speed, low drag.
Alan,
where did I get my silencer?
Alan, does it work for you?
So far, yeah, it works pretty good.
Then it's not stupid.
At 25 yards, I can use the red dot without the magnifier in the way, and it works fine. Beyond that, if I want to go out to like, 50 or 300 or not 300, but 100 or so, I just flop the magnifier over into place and I can,
if you want to go to 300, you're going to do a 6 foot holdover.
That's not really my concern, but even like the 100 yards I can do with the 3X magnifier, without my glasses. So it works fine.
There you go. Like I said, if it works, it's not stupid.
Or you could just put on your fucking glasses.
Yeah. Yeah,
I want to look pretty while I kill people.
That's right.
The 45 degree offset for the red dot, like I said, I can see it for three gunners, because you may have to go from a 200 yard shot to a 20 yard shot, and tilting the rifle 45 degrees is a hell of a lot faster than grabbing the magnification ring and yanking the living shit out of it.
They should put like a big follow focus knob on there, so you can just like with a crank hand with like a 3 foot stick on it or something, and just
catch it on the edge. You go,
yeah,
yeah. But again, it's still quicker to just tilt the rifle.
Yeah, you're probably right.
For me, I like having the offset sights, because I've got, if I've got an AR that's dedicated for long range. I still like the ability of, if I needed to use it up close, I could.
That's what a bayonet looks for, Jay.
Well, there's that too. Well, then the one rifle I have the 45 degree sights on is the Conspirator that Wally built for me with a 25 inch barrel, and it would make a dandy lead pipe because it's really big and heavy, and I could really clonk someone in the head.
Does that one have a bayonet lug on it?
No, that's one of actually several at this point that don't have bayonet lugs.
I
started getting away.
Most of the uppers I have do not have bayonet. In fact, I don't. I don't think I have a single AR that has a bayonet lug on it.
I know I have several because I built them on purpose. Actually, I'm down in my gun room now.
The gun room.
I do have a gun room.
Why don't you call it an armory, Jay?
Yeah.
It's rather awesome.
Why don't you call it an armory?
Because I do gunsmithing in it as well.
Oh, did you register with the ITAR?
Yes, I registered with the ITAR.
Did you pay your $1,200 or something? Let's see.
It's like $2,000.
Yeah, it's insane.
I have one long barrel with a bayonet lug.
I like how, Jay, you've got to for now ever do the podcast inside your gun safe because you sound awesome now.
It's great acoustics.
Yeah.
Let's see. One,
it's
two.
It's that giant yellow safe you see at the gun shows, isn't it?
Three have bayonet lugs.
When you're going to hear Jay.
Four. Four have been.
You bought that giant safe they roll out at the NRA convention, didn't you?
Oh,
the
it's
giant
even worse, one. Alan. Next thing you know, you're gonna hear the sound of feet on cast iron rungs as he climbs up to the next level.
climb up to the top.
His gun safe has catwalks in it.
It's got a trapeze. Who you can? All right, where the hell did my flashlight go? There it is.
See, he needs a flashlight to
I'm ensuring I didn't actually lose an AR.
He needs a flashlight to get around it.
He's got so many guns he can't keep track of.
Nope. Okay, there it is. I moved it. That's the problem.
Hey, Jay, quick off the top of your head, how many rifles do you have?
A lot.
Yeah.
I know I had 33 when I moved down here.
And you've doubled it since then.
And that's only because he fucking had to count to pack them.
I needed to know so I could borrow rifle cases.
I remember I can't even remember what the fucking, I think you were showing me that crazy Japanese 38 you've got.
My Miroku, yes.
Yeah, but you went into your pistol safe and you handed me like four other pistols to look at before you got to that one.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Please tell me you've upgraded your safe so that now that you've got it, so that you
can just
grab said pistol without having to move six other pistols to get to.
No, I still have to move a whole bunch, but they're better protected now. I got an actual, honest to God, gun safe, not a steel cabinet, it's an actual like fireproof, waterproof, and I had most of the handguns I don't shoot very often are in that one.
What about ninja proof? What if a whole bunch of
nothing? Ninjas? Nothing is ninja proof. That's like Chuck Norris proof.
I'm sorry, ninja resistant.
Ninja resistant. Yes,
ninja really resistant down to the seventh dawn of ninja.
I think it's only third.
That should be like a label. seventh dawn ninja resistant for 30 minutes. Kind of like the fire lady.
Yeah, for 30 minutes.
Goes longer than that, it's toast.
That's right. It's all done.
No, it goes longer than that. We're just not going to assume responsibility. It'll probably survive, but if it's an extra wily ninja.
Wily ninja.
Speaking of that, did you see the guy that painted the Roadrunner tunnel in the side of a wall and somebody?
Yep, and somebody hit it. It's like some Eastern European country, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was great.
European country? It's all the names are funny.
Yeah. They're just Slovakia.
Yeah.
Or Slovenia, one of them.
Yeah, something.
What country is this car from? It no longer exists. Put it in H.
I was out at the range with Vector. We were shooting. He's got a SIG 228. And we were using absolute fucking garbage ammo and it was not liking it. And I was clearing a mouth and I just happened to notice the forged steel breech face inserted into the slide. And I went, no shit. And looked, and it's a West German SIG.
Ooh.
And I said, ooh, look, your SIG's from a country that doesn't exist anymore.
Okay. I have a CZ-52. That's from a country that no longer exists anymore.
I have a CZ-52 and a CZ-82 that are both from that exact same country that doesn't exist.
It's now Czech Republic and Slovakia.
Though, to be fair, like, anything that's made near Prague is going to rapidly become, like, they're due for another name change pretty soon.
The odometer on that name is pretty much up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Bohemia, Austria-Hungarian Empire.
Ottoman Empire.
Was it Ottoman Empire? Did the Ottomans
I like that. I always like that they named their empire after a very comfy piece of furniture.
That's good. I love Ottomans.
I'm in my basement, which is much more comfortable than the office. That's all I'm going to say.
Do you have an ottoman there?
We do.
See?
We have an ottoman and a coffee table. So we have two TVs. We have two TVs only because we cannot give one away.
So your gun room is in your basement?
Yes.
What do you do if it floods?
Cry.
No, you put your safe on cinder blocks.
Yes, well, it's bolted to the floor.
What if it floods several feet?
Well, I look at it that way. At that point, I have other problems to worry about.
Like my foundation. Nice thing about it is that actually my armory, in fact, did flood before I put my safe on cinder blocks. And yeah, no damage whatsoever. What was hilarious is the power strip of my computer was underwater, and my computer was still running.
Oh yeah, a lot of times that works fine.
And I reached out and just picked up the power strip and put it on top of my stereo, and I got a nasty shock.
Imagine that. But you didn't get the shock until you picked it up out of the water.
I'm not sure exactly when it happened. It all happened so quickly.
It couldn't have been before you pulled it out, because the water would have been acting as a ground, sort of. Depends on how dirty it was.
It wasn't ground, it was water.
Alan, it's Boston. Of course it's dirty water.
Love that dirty
water!
Oh, God. All right, we're over an hour.
Are we?
Yeah.
We, like, literally by seconds.
An hour and 6 minutes, hour and 7 minutes. It just rolled.
Oh, you and weird. It took me forever to get on.
For those of you out there that were going, man, this show fucking sucks. It's all Brita's fault.
It's actually Skype's fault, because Skype wouldn't let Brita on.
Yeah, if Skype had let Brita on, the show would have been good.
Skype is sexist.
It's
Skype hates women.
And black people.
And black people. It does.
That's right. That was the last one on.
And Brita's
but it hates women more than black people.
That's true. Hopefully the American people will feel the same way come next month.
Yeah, just so you know, Oprah wasn't able to connect to Skype either. I'm just saying.
Oprah. Oh, apparently something good is happening in whatever game he's watching, or perhaps something really bad. It sounds like the house is collapsing.
All right.
Is it hand egg or stick ball?
Yes. He's alternating between whatever's on Thursday night.
By the football. Way, my father likes to call me on Thursday afternoon and tell me about all the important sports things that are going on, so I can put it on my podcast.
That's very thoughtful of him.
It is very thoughtful of him. Right. So yes, local sports team, go do it.
Yes, the I know that the
evidently Tom Brady cheats at hand egg.
He has a supermodel wife, so
I guess. Yeah, but he's gay, so it doesn't matter.
He's gay.
He's so gay. I'm sorry. Like, there's nothing wrong with it, but man, he is gayer than cum on a mustache.
But is he gayer than the volleyball scene in Top Gun?
Nothing is gayer than that. Nathan Lane and Lakaja Faux is not gay.
I'm waiting for them to remake that movie with an all-female cast.
Oh my God, I would beat off so hard during that.
Yeah, but it's going to be Melissa McCarthy, what's her face, Amy Schumann.
No. It would never be them.
And Lena Dunham.
It would glorify the military too much for them to ever be a part of that movie.
That's a good point.
Wait, what's that?
Top Gun, if they were going to do a remake of it.
Oh, no. Wait, were you talking about Birdcage or Top Gun?
Top Gun.
The Top Birdcage. Top Birdcage gun.
I want to see all the. I want to see the entire lesbian comedy on.
You want to see the lesbian version of the Birdcage?
Birdcage, yes, please. Yes, please. So fucking much.
It's called a Subaru commercial.
As a matter of fact, problem, I'm going to start beating off
the
right
problem
now.
Is weird.
Yes.
Actually, you might not care, but I was going to say they're probably going to be all a little overweight and kind of butchy.
A little overweight. Oh, it's totally, so cute.
Totally comfortable.
You're so optimistic.
All right, butchy. They're going to be fat and butchy.
You always got to throw in the skinny one with lots of tattoos.
Hey, I know personally.
What the fuck? Jay, are you okay?
Yes, I'm
calling 911.
I know personally several skinny hot lesbians.
I'm going to give the police your old address because I don't think I have your new one.
People bought our house like, what the hell? No. Thing is, my old town, it was a small town. Everybody knew each other. They're like, that's the old Grazio place. They ain't been there since 2013. Go to bed.
Drink.
He's over in the corner yawning. So I'm like, go to bed. Oh, goodness. All right. Speaking over an hour.
Speaking of which, yeah, I need to cut this short because I got to go to work in the morning.
I do too, but it doesn't mean I have to do it well.
Nah.
So do I, but I get to go shoot guns tomorrow. So
shut up. All right. Bye, y'all.
To be fair, I've seen how Jay shoots guns when he's doing it for a living, and it actually isn't a lot of fun.
Yes, it's a terrible chore. So
Jay does gun running like porn stars. Fuck. Yeah, it looks like a whole lot of fun until you really sit down until the director yells cut and you're still there. And you're looking at it and you're going, oh my God,
this is work.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like deadlines and stuff.
You are fucking this hot chick and the only thing you're thinking about is the amount of money you're making. So worth it with the amount of money I'm making.
But if you're in a porno and you're fucking a hot chick, you're probably gay anyway.
Absolutely not even a jest.
All right, folks.
Just saying, John Holmes didn't get the AIDS from the ladies.
Nope. All right, y'all. We'll be back next week. Skype willing.
All right.
Have a good
Skype unwilling.
Yeah.
Bye. Good night, Internet.
Night, y'all.